I'm Ronnie alongside my amazing co-host Shelby. We're here to keep it real, share our journey, and break down the barriers of imperfection.
We're two business owners flying by the seat of our pants, showing you progress is always more important than perfection.
Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your business to the next level, we've got tips, tricks, and hold my beer moments to get you there.
So grab your favorite brew, sit back, and join us as we navigate the ups and downs of entrepreneurship.
Today, we're going to talk about your island. We're using it as a metaphor for your business environment, your network, your connections, and your resources that surround you. You know, that sense of isolation that can creep up when you're running your own business. It's like you're on your own little island trying to navigate everything with no help. Or maybe you're out in the middle of the ocean paddling and you can't find your way. In today's episode, we're going to help you find that life raft. So grab your favorite brew and let's get into it on how you can start building a stronger, more connected business environment today.
It's great to go away. Great to come back. We took a little family mini road trip down south. So we're in New Hampshire. So we hit Virginia and then we went to Myrtle Beach. We were going to hit Savannah, Georgia, but the hurricane came up that way. So we had to keep going into Florida. We spent 2 days in Florida, came up North Carolina, into Pennsylvania and home. So it was great. It was fun. It's like, it's exciting. It gets your creative juices flowing again. Even just like we're in Florida, there's like gigantic plants out front and like painted front. I mean, the whole building was painted in these like crazy cool, bright colors, fun, just people doing their creative thing. And it's just inspiring because everybody's got their own aesthetic, their own inspiration, their own direction on where they're taking their business. So I just get so, my cup gets filled with my creative juices, I feel like, when I do go see other people doing what they love to do.
Well, and you came back and I could just tell you were refreshed.
Yeah.
It's like someone had hit the restart button on you. You're like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But yeah, it's good to go and good to get away and then good to come back for sure.
I mean, that's a good transition into today's episode about not being on an island and getting outside your bubble.
Absolutely.
So Shelby, I know for you, you started in the mill building, far away from everyone, kind of secluded. And I think you're a great example of someone who could have been putting yourself on your own island and then found a way to expand your network so that you weren't isolated.
So I didn't really share my whole idea with anyone. So I was keeping a tight lid on what I wanted to do. I kind of learned early on that you have to keep, if you have a dream or you have a goal, you can't be blasting everything when you first get going. You have to keep your ducks. You got to put them all in a row. And as you're doing that, if you're getting outside static from people, feedback, that people will try to keep you safe. So they're going to say, no, I don't know if that's a good idea. Are you sure you want to do that? And they put all of this fear and doubt into your head. It's just kind of going as I, baby steps as I go and to progress. My small circle friend group were supportive. But mm-hmm. if I brought that to my family, extended family members, grandparents, aunts and uncles, parents, cousins, mm-hmm. all of the above, you'd be like, are you sure? It was in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
So everybody was like remote learning. Yeah. Everybody was locked down. And I literally was going against the grain. So I was paddling upstream when the current was going the complete opposite way.
Where everyone was closing their doors.
Everybody like, was, yes. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, this is my chance. This is my opportunity. I kept the optimism, even finding a space. I told my husband, like, a day before, I was like, oh, I already found the space. But that's how much I kept my goals and everything that I was.
Kept
it close, because I knew I just had to keep moving. I knew I was already going to be going against the current.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where I was like, save your energy, save all of you what you have, and just build on what you know and what you love.
Well, that takes a lot of self-confidence, too, to be able to do that, because when you go into it that way, and you're saying, I already know what people are going to say, but I have this vision and I want to do it. You are alone in those moments.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking to yourself, trying to hype yourself up. And I totally get, you know, family, they have an emotional lifetime buy-in to you and they want to see you succeed. And sometimes you can have family members who just look at you and go, are you sure? Like, do you know, you could get a job that's more secure, mm-hmm. where we know you're going to get a paycheck every day, where you know mm-hmm. you're going to get health insurance. And when you take that leap to do something independently, you're letting go of all of that and saying, well, I just jumped out of the airplane.
Yeah.
Hope my parachute worked. And they're afraid of that. You know, what if the parachute doesn't open? You know, what if you don't land?
Yeah.
And
they just don't want to see you get hurt or fail. So it's really in the good heartedness out of what they're trying to do and show you. But yeah, it can go either way.
Yeah. But then you're saying, you know, you're going into it, trying to set everything up so that when you do present it to people, you feel confident enough to say, okay, they can't tell me, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very lonely. And it can really break your soul if, say, you stumble upon some hiccups, say you can't find a space right away. You were very lucky. You came into it at a time when people weren't opening spaces. Mm-hmm. So the opportunities, while there weren't a ton, you know, weren't fighting a ton of people to get spaces.
Yep. No, I saw my little crack in the floor, my little opportunity to be like, let's see what this could bring. But that was just it. I kept the optimism. I had to keep the positive. Like, my husband is super supportive, so you would never not say, no, you don't have this. Yeah. Are you sure? So that makes the difference, just to have a supportive significant other or just a little bit of a support team. So it's one of those things. If it's not your family, if it's not your friend group, your small friends, your personal friends, your childhood friends who you grew up with, they've known you since you were a baby, since kindergarten, you got to be careful about who you surround yourself with. If you're new into business, the best thing to do is cultivate your own business buddies that are totally separate from your personal friends.
I have a lot of friends who have opened their own businesses. I have one that owns her own hair salon. I have one who owns her own dog grooming business. And it's really nice to have other people who are going through the same thing, but in a different venue.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel like you're saying things that could be competitive, and you have that freedom to say, I am burnt out. How are you doing?
The entrepreneur friendships are key, I think. So yeah.
100%.
Because, and everybody's, doing their own thing, working to their own goals in their own lane, in their own river, paddling up their stream against the current, doing their own challenges that arise.
Yeah. And it's things like, I'm texting my friends at 10 o'clock at night where I'm juggling my toddlers exhausted, and my friends have toddlers and they're also small business owners. And we're sitting there going, okay, I'm losing my mind. You're losing your mind. Okay. I'm not at the end of everything. I'm just in a little pit. I'm in a little dip and I can see the light out, and I just needed to vent to somebody who understands and can empathize with me. And those friends, you can meet those people at networking events.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your local chamber events. If you are super struggling finding other individuals that own their own business, and just grab a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to go to your neighbor. That can be intimidating if, say, you're both gift shops.
Mm-hmm.
That can be intimidating. Mm-hmm. Or you guys could create this really great bond where you're supporting each other and sending people back and forth and being able to talk about what's going on. Maybe you share a landlord. Maybe you share an entryway to an establishment. That doesn't mean you have to be enemies.
Yeah.
You know, you can be in your own lane and still have somebody who's there that can say, hey, I see that you're having trouble getting people into your door, but I also noticed that your employees haven't been putting your flag out every day.
Mm-hmm.
I got your back.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah.
And then community over competition, which
100%.
Is the whole main reason how we even got together, where it's like, okay, how can we bring more to the community? How can we bring more abundance to everyone? It's not just me. It's not just you. We're all in this together.
Yeah. How can we have doing? A collective community that's willing to get together and say, let's do a block party. Let's do a block party and see how we can get people to come out downtown. And yeah, I know it's not just going to benefit us. It's going to benefit everyone else downtown too. And I'm not afraid of that.
No, not at all. The diversity, I think it's great. Everybody, every small business has their own clientele. Some of it's the same, and some of it's, they're different people. So it's like, bring everybody together. Mm-hmm. The more the merrier. The more the whole community, the restaurants, the small businesses, the gift shops, the retail spaces, they're all going to thrive. Everybody wins. The win, 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 win.
What is the craziest or most unconventional place where you've met someone to build a business relationship?
I think social media, when I first started, I joined like a social media group. It was like how to grow. So then that was like 20 women who who were doing same thing, doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. Somebody was a coach, somebody was a hairstylist, a this or that or whatever. We're all working towards the same goal, was to expand and learn about social media and how to grow and the reels and the whole thing before reels were even a thing, the hashtags, all the things. And then that was fun because that was just an online group. So say if I didn't have time or if I was busy or if I was here or there, it was an easy way to access and then just be like, oh, I'm not alone. We all have this one goal in mind. Mm-hmm. We're all working on our own stuff. I made a lot of good connections through there. And then with Vintage, I was just following and looking on different people's pages and people would find my page and then we would start talking. So mm-hmm. I would meet different sellers and have connections. And so they became like your hype crew. Yep. So the people when you're like, you put new posts, your photography looks amazing and this is awesome. And you already saw that. Congratulations. So like that helped.
Yep.
And then the other thing was, it was local. I remember I was so nervous, but there was a local networking group, my very first networking group right out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I remember going out of my comfort zone. I saw it pop up one night. I'm not one to send myself into big crowds and of the unknown, especially when my business was like baby, like newborn. Yeah. I didn't even have a brick and mortar shop yet. I was still selling online. And it was one of those, I remember the imposter syndrome of when I was rolling up that night. I'm like, I'm going to be around these very well-known entrepreneur females who have established businesses in the area. I'm like, who do I think I am? One of those. And I was like, you know what? F it. I'm going. Like one of those YOLO moments. Yep. Where I was like, let's just go see. The optimism has to overrule the scarcity. I remember pulling up into the parking lot and be like, I can't even walk in. But I was like, no, you got this. Totally out of my comfort zone. I was so glad. I had so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I met awesome women in the local community. And I had all of these different connections. There's a photographer. There's an insurance agency. I met my insurance woman. I loved her. Loved her personality. Got to meet her in person. Interact with her in person.
Yep.
She was hilarious. I made great connections. So I made like 3 or 4 solid connections from that event.
One event.
And going out of your comfort zone. You just don't know. After leaving there, I was on a high of going out of my comfort zone. What else? What else is out there? Who else can I connect with to, you know, just make my circle bigger? And then that just helps your business.
I think for me, the strangest place, I mean, it's not really strange, but I was trying to find activities for my stepdaughter to do and was on a local business page to just look for volunteer work and stumbled upon this group downtown that was doing a craft at the library to do Valentine's Day little sticks that you would put in the planters downtown to make it themed for the beautification group. And so we went and I had such a blast that we kept going and trying to help when we could. And then now I've got this connection with the downtown beautification group to have flowers outside of our shop, which is such a great community thing to have all of these shops that are working together now to try to make downtown beautiful. It all was because I was just looking for something to do with my stepdaughter.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't know where you're going to meet someone. You know, I'm trying to do events in my business and I've stumbled upon somebody who does flower arrangement classes. Well, guess what? She also owns a space in the mill buildings that she rents out for photography. My husband does photography. Now we've got that connection. Mm-hmm. You know, it's this circle of just keep looking outside what your normal everyday life is and see what's out there because you don't know who knows who.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many people who wanted to support you. They mm-hmm. just haven't even met you. You haven't put yourself out there. They don't even know you exist or what your business is. And the minute you do, drop that little barrier down and say, hey,
mm-hmm.
this is what I do. This is what I'm about. This is who I am. Then that's the quicker it will sync right up.
Yeah. I mean, just talking about connections, before I owned a gift shop, I went to school for journalism and mass communications. And so my goal was to work for a newspaper. I was working at the front desk of a hotel in Portsmouth. And this woman was just looking for someone to chat with. And, you know, I'm stuck at the front desk, so I have to talk to everybody. And we're chit-chatting. And she goes, oh, did you go to school for hotel management? I'm like, no. I just can't find a journalism job. I can't find a newspaper job. And this was like 15 years ago. And she says to me, well, I know somebody who's looking for an intern.
Okay.
She goes, it's a really small paper. Do you mind if I connect you?
Yeah, sure.
Like, she didn't know me.
Yeah.
Didn't know me at all. We'd been talking for maybe like 20 minutes.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to take this opportunity and see where it goes. And I did an internship, remote internship. And this was before Zoom. Yeah. This was, I was just emailing this stranger in Hillsboro being like, hey, I was told I could help you write some articles and edit some stuff. And so I did. And then she liked what I did and she connected me with the editor to the local paper here. And he interviewed me. Oh, it was a great review.
Yeah.
And I got the job.
Yeah.
I was like, all of this because I was being kind enough to somebody to chit chat with them when they were just looking to talk. You literally do not know where you're going to meet someone and where that could lead.
Yep.
Had I not said to that woman, hey, no, I actually went to school for journalism and then started talking about myself so that they could get to know me too and being open about that, I would have never gotten the job at the newspaper. And the amount of connections that I got from that, I wouldn't be married right now. Like when you look back, like that butterfly effect, like if this happened and that happened, I wouldn't have my kids. I wouldn't be living there. I wouldn't have the shop because of all the connections along the way. And it's just funny to think one thing can change your whole life.
Yeah.
Just be open to talking to people. And yeah, that's sometimes hard if you're an introvert. I mean, mm-hmm. I could talk to a wall. I'm very chit chatty. Yeah. But I mean, it's true, but you never know who you're going to talk to. It could be a customer that comes into your shop and you took a couple extra minutes to ask them, oh, that birthday gifts for your friend. What do they do? What are they into?
Yeah. It's like you're dropping little seeds and you're not looking and expecting them to turning around, looking at them and waiting for them to bloom. You will be surprised. You just put yourself out there with these little seeds. Don't think anything of it. And then you will be surprised. You're going to get up the road, down your path, and you're going to turn around and you're like, holy moly, I have this whole little garden flourishing.
Yep.
And I feel good about it. And my flowers feel good about it. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. And finding those people to get you off your island, there's so many places you could go. And we'll put a list in our show notes of some of our favorite Facebook groups that you can join. My other recommendation is to just go to your local chamber and ask them, what do you guys have going on? Who can I meet? Who can I connect with? If you have a local retail group, if you're into if retail's your thing, join that. Volunteer.
Service provider group too. It's the same thing. If there's multiple hair salons, you're all doing your same thing. You all have your own clientele. There should be community over competition 100%. As well. Yep. And it's nobody is you, individually you. They can't copy and paste. They can't recreate. So it's your energetic. So it's not like, oh, so-and-so can take my clients or so-and-so can steal my my customers. Think about it more as like an abundance. The more, the merrier.
Exactly. And that's a good reason to also join local workshops and classes. So if there's a group, look beyond your immediate zip code too. You know, maybe there's neighboring towns or neighboring neighborhoods that have events going on to say, you're looking for a female-driven entrepreneurship workshop. See what groups are out there. Check in with your local business group and ask them, where can I find resources? Because you don't know who you're going to meet at those, and then you'll learn something too.
Right.
So workshops are great. Classes are great. Go to a craft night at your local shop that's putting one on. Or if your bar is having something that is more interactive where you can meet other people, that's a great place. Try your library. I know that sounds really strange, but sometimes libraries have events going on that you can say, hey, I'm going to meet somebody else doing this or that. Or maybe it's a crafting class at your local library. I mean, my husband and I, years ago when we lived in an apartment, he was really into gardening. And we took a container gardening class.
Yeah.
You know, we met people there that we would never have bumped into. Right. Otherwise, met some people from UNH. It was great.
But you share the same hobby and you want the wanting to learn.
So exactly.
My other thought was when, if there's not somebody that you feel accessible as your business companion or your business buddies, and you're curating your own circle, following people on the internet, just people that you connect with, buy from them, learn from them, purchase their stuff.
Mm-hmm. You can foster a connection that way. With,
right, exactly. Doesn't necessarily have to be a local person either.
No, it can be someone.
And then there's
online.
So many. Even the reason why we started this podcast is just to help people feel like they're not alone.
Exactly. And even it gets just a cup of coffee once a week. And for us, like we get to say, all right, what's going on in your life? What's going on in mine? What have you been seeing downtown?
Yeah.
You know, the Saturday was really slow because it was raining. What happened at your shop? Or I've been seeing more people coming in on Mondays. Isn't that crazy? Good to get out there and see what else is happening. So
you're not isolated on your own island. You feel like you are together in your own little harbor.
Mm-hmm. And you can just keep adding the sand to your island. Grow it out. Add some boats. Have some people who come in and out of your life.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be an island where you can't leave. Get to know other people because they're going to be the people who in January when sales are down are sitting there going, it's happening to me too. We got this. Let's work together and find something creative to do.
100%.
Throw ideas around.
It really just drops the barriers of putting people on, I don't like to say pedestals, but thinking that, oh, I can't get to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the minute you do that and you remove that, the quicker you don't hold yourself back. You're able to elevate and level up.
And people are people. You can look at somebody who's, quote, a local celebrity. They started somewhere too.
Oh,
they
yeah.
weren't born a star. Yeah. They might have some really good input on how you can take some steps. Don't be afraid to talk to people. Just because somebody seems like they're a local celebrity doesn't mean they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. And there's always humanizing yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
So small businesses, you try to be like, oh, we're super professional. Even when it's you always say we. I catch myself all the time, even though now I do have a team, a bigger team now, where before I was a one woman show and I'd be like, we, you know, all of the above. And then just at the end of the day being like, you're a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You can relate. You've got bills. You've got crazy work schedules. You've got crazy family life. There's only so much stuff you want to cram into a weekend. Everyone can relate.
Well, that was exciting, you guys. We love talking about community. It really makes our hearts full. So we're going to wrap this up this week talking about your business island and how to grow that strong network. Remember, you can check out our website at broodbusiness.com. for links and information on how you can do this and apply this to your own business. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. We'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences, so join the conversation on Instagram and Facebook with Brood Business Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, keep building those bridges and expanding your island. See you later.
See ya.